Okay, good morning, Shin Nun Dalet. Just where we left off yesterday, I think we're going to get to it at the end of today or the next day. But when you have an apartment building and you've got one balcony on top of another, one apartment on top of another, and each one has their own balcony, one on top of another. So it's clear there is certainly never a problem for someone to take from inside his apartment onto his own porch or balcony. Right? We never heard of anything like that. That would be usur, even if there's no eruv between them. What we saw yesterday was if you have two apartment buildings and they each have a shelf sticking out of the window, so then we saw in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to have an eruv from one to another, otherwise they can usur onto each other. So that
the same level across from each other.
No, that's if it's on top of each other. It's only if it's on the case was when you had one shelf on top of another because they're sharing basically the same airspace vertically. So the case over there is clearly it's only an issue if it's it would only be an issue if there was because there's no walls. The only time that could be an issue is if there's no walls. I did not see many discuss the issue specifically, but we are going to get onto it. It's going to come up again in the very end of Shin Nun Hei, and we'll see more of a similar case. If you have walls and you're completely separate, then there's no kesher, there's no eruv issue, there's no sharing anything, there's for sure no problem. The issue with here, there's no walls, and apparently Chazal goes there. It could be that it's only because it's a problem if it's normal for them to share and use each other's shelving. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. We'll leave that as a tzarachian. Not much discussed on it, but yeah. Certainly, if there's walls and you're not sharing it, for sure there's never a problem. You'll see. We're going to find out that there is a problem when you have a balcony on top of a balcony, even if there are walls, if both neighbors share, they invest into each other's, and they agree that they're both using each other's balcony. Because then that becomes like a partnered chatzer. So that we're going to see later on. But generally speaking, it's never an issue, except for the open daf, which is an issue. Okay. Shin Nun Dalet Aleph. Aleph. Bor, this is Dine Bor V'ashba B'Rishus HaRavim. Okay, so this is the case is, generally we're going to be discussing a person wants to carry from their apartment building through their window or balcony from the floor. There's water from the floor, there's items from the floor. They want to throw out their garbage. And just instead of if there's no eruv and they just want to be able to get the garbage out of their house. So they want to throw it out the window. What can they do? Aleph. Bor b'rishus harabim v'chulya sevivo. If you have a hole in the ground, a ditch, and it has a little mound around it, like a little dirt, little mound around it. Im omed b'toch harba tfachim l'rishus hayachid. If this hole is within four tfachim of your window, mutar lemalot mimenu lerishus hayachid afilu ein achuya gavoa asara. Well, this case I sent out is you've got I sent a picture from Moshe Vahadar. You basically have you're standing on a balcony and you want to draw up water from this pit. They didn't have running water in those days, so they want to draw up water from this pit that's outside, right outside their balcony. So now. It could be that the entire pit is 10 deep. It could be that it was with the chulya together, it becomes 10 deep. Either case, all right, so it's the bor that's outside in the Rosh HaSarabim. You want to take a bucket and draw up water. So if this hole is within four tfachim of your Rosh HaYachid, you're allowed to. Afilo ein chulya gavoa sara, even if the chulya itself is not 10 high. So if you only have a pit straight and flat into the ground, or you just have a little bit of a chulya all the way around, In order to pick up from one to another, it must be within four tefachim. The reason is because the boor is a rishus hayachid, even though it's an rishus harabim. This case is a rishus hayachid because it's 10 deep, either with the chulia or without the chulia, so it's a rishus hayachid. You on your balcony, it's also a rishus hayachid, so you want to draw from one to another. So can you go through a rishus hayachid to a rishus to another rishus hayachid? So if you're going through a rishus harabim, you're not allowed to. That's why it needs to be within four tefachim. Because if you have one rishus hayachid next to another rishus hayachid, and you have what you would normally be considered a rishus harabim in between, but since it's less than four tefachim, it loses the status of a rishus harabim, because people don't walk in an area of less than four tefachim. So since this area is less than four tefachim, it becomes a makom patur, right? Can't be a karmelis. Karmelis has to be 4x4. It can't be rishus harabim, can't be rishus hayachid. You're left with a makom patur. So that would be the case. So therefore, you're allowed to take it even if it's low off the ground. Because when you swing your bucket from one to the other, and it's within dalet, it's within 10 tefachim from the ground, no problem. Because you're going through a makom patur. V'im hu rachok arba'a mirshus hayachid, ema mimenu elim kein teachuya gavoa asara. Now, if it's more than four tefachim away, so you end up having the pit is rishus hayachid, then you have rishus harabim, and then you have rishus hayachid. Then you can only carry from your apartment up on top to down below if the walls around the pit are 10 tefachim high. Why? That's the only way to ensure that you're going to be lifting it and swinging the bucket through a makom patur again. Because in the first 10 to the floor, it's a rishus harabim, if that's what it is. Now, just to point out, there is a machlokas achronim. Again, Magen Avraham, Aruch HaShulchan, Mishneh Berurah. What? If the pit is in Rishus Harabim, by definition, if that's the case we're talking about, and it's more than four tefachim away from your balcony, then that more than four is Rishus Harabim. So, but I'll just point out, there's a machlokas achronim. If it's mutter, when it's... So if this pit sticks out straight forward into the rishus harabim, it's for sure mutter what we said. I'm just going to say it once. You'll understand if you look inside, or you can ask me afterwards. But if the pit is straight outside the balcony, and you're reaching over, so that's what we call, Chazal call it diyuta, two of them, two diyutas. You have one, so it's like when you have one rishus hayachid opposite rishus hayachid with a rishus harabim in the middle. So if the pit is sticking straight out and you're taking from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid through a rishus harabim, so we know that's always mutter, whether you throw it, whether you hand it off. Here, you're going side, if the case would be sideways, I sent out a picture, you can look it up after. If the rishus, the boor is alongside the balcony, and the main rishus harabim is on one side, and both rishus hayachis are on the same side. That's what you call one-sided bidyuta echad. And so there, it's clear that if you're handing off from one to another, that's the way they did in the desert with handing off the krashim in the mishkan. So that would be an iser. The araisa, if you're handing off in that direction. If you're throwing in that direction, mutter lechatchila. It's kind of like a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But because one is modeled after the Mishkan and one is not. Here, you're not handing off and you're not throwing. You're passing with a bucket and a string. So it's a suffix, or it's a machlokas in the achronim. And I just to mention that, let's go on. Okay, base.
You just said that you can go from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim.
Yeah, ask me afterwards, if you don't mind. Beis Ashpa Birshus Harabim. Shagavoa Asara or Achava Arba'a. If you have Now here you want to throw out the garbage. So you have a pile of garbage. There's no Rishus HaYachid made up of, there's no canisters, there's no barrels. It's just a pile of garbage. Okay, I'm not sure how they used to handle garbage in those days. But there was a pile of garbage, Rishus HaRabim, outside on the floor of the Rishus HaRabim. But since it's a pile of garbage in Rishus HaRabim for the public, generally, it's Shagavoa Asara Urechava Arba'ah. It's good. The garbage itself, just the pile of garbage, is going to be 10 high and 4 by 4. So therefore, the garbage itself has a din of Rishus HaYachid. Im Yishol Rabi Mutra Lizrok Lam Rishus HaYachid Akrovela. So what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to throw from your apartment building, just aim well, do your best, and it's mutter to throw from your window, your balcony, into this garbage. And again, it's okay if there'd be a garbage bin. We're talking, okay, saying, the point was, even if it doesn't have a garbage bin, you just threw it there. The point is, it's in the public, it's gonna stay there, no one's taking it away. No one's removing the garbage on Shabbos, that's for sure. So therefore, and the assumption is, it's always 10 high, it's always 4 by 4, you're allowed to throw from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, even if it's going through the airspace of a Rishus HaRabim. You're not passing it to anybody, you are just throwing it there. Hagat. We're not afraid that it's gonna land on the ashpa, and that's your entire kavana. Now, it might roll away and keep going in the Rishus HaRabim. We're not afraid you're gonna run after it and pick it up and move it again. But it's gross. No one's doing that. Whatever happens, happens. You throw it out the window, you close your eyes, and you go back in. So there's no Isser Darabanan. V'im hi shel yachid asur. But if it's an ashpa that belongs to an individual, mishum di yachid asur lefanat ashpa shelo. Right? Again, so here, we're talking about an ashpa that's in a Rishus HaRabim, and so it belongs to, I think even if it would be a Carmelis, it would be the same problem. Okay. So, right? So what happens is here, by a yachid, it's normal for a yachid to get rid of it. It's unpleasant, the smell, the this, whatever it is, a yachid, for his own garbage, he might get rid of it. So it's normal that a garbage of a yachid doesn't always stay as a Rishus HaYachid lehalacha. It's not always 4 high and 10 high and 4 by 4. And what's going to happen if it's normally a mutter? He's just going to go out the window or his balcony. He's not going to pay close attention or measure it, and he's going to throw out his garbage like he always does. And it turns out you are doing this in a Rishus HaRabim, and even though it's a mistake, but that's the gzera that we don't want you to be throwing from your house into a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, let's go on.
Is going to remove his garbage from the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos? No. Yeah. During the week, and then it won't be higher.
Yeah, either during the week or...
Okay.
Or depending what the situation is, but that's a good scenario. He'll move it during the week, and then when it's Shabbos, he'll think it's a Rishus HaYachid, and it's not. Very good. Okay, Shin Nun He. Dine Gezustera Ubeit HaKisei. So, halachas of balconies, and or porches and bathrooms, because they didn't have bathrooms in those days in their house with running water, so they would often use the bathroom off their balcony and let whatever go falls off and land either in the water, if it's over water in the ocean, or land over the ground. So let's see. Aleph. Gezustera perush daf obinyan bolet mitoch abatim chutza. Gezustera, so it's a ledge, but a large ledge. It's a balcony. People walked out there. And I'm not sure of the difference between aziz and gezustera. I think it's just what's normally aziz is usually on the small side, and a gezustera is more for going out on. Okay? Now, the case over here, it's above the ground. That's in Seif Aleph, for us, water. In Seif Aleph, we're above water, a body of water, which has a din of what? A carmelis. V'chalon patuach lamin abayit. And now there's a door or a window that takes you out onto this balcony. Okay? So it has a din of a chori rishus hayachid. It's a rishus hayachid. Ein malim imenuel inkein asala mechitza kol seviva. So first, can you take a bucket to fill up with water below it? So let's say your balcony is hanging over the water and you want to bring in some water. So what do? You're allowed to make a hole in the floor and pick up water with a bucket straight from below the floor right up into your balcony from the ocean. So the ocean's a carmelis. Your balcony is a rishus hayachid. How do you transfer from one to another? You can only do that if you make a mechitza, elim kein asal mechitza kol seviva, o she'asa mechitza seviva nekev shedolim derech sham. So you could either make a mechitza around your entire balcony, and we say everything below your balcony that's below it is a rishus hayachid, and we even say, in other words, what's above the carmelis, the water that's in the carmelis, that whole portion that's underneath your walls, your balcony, it has the same din of rishus hayachid. And this is a special kula by mayim. V'amrin on good achis mechitza. The walls go down. Even if you have a mechitza teluya, if you make this, I think we're going to say it, but I'll just say it now. Even if you make this wall. Normally we think of a porch or a balcony, you have the wall around the balcony, the wall is above the floor so that you don't fall off, right? Even if you have only a wall, not above the balcony, but only it goes below the balcony, or even if it's right opposite, right above the water and doesn't even reach your balcony, since it's connected to your balcony, it's opposite. So of course, okay? So then, in all these cases, It's mutter. At least in this case by water that they were more makel than normal. Or you can make this mechitza even if it doesn't go around your entire balcony, it can go around the hole, just your hole. But if you're only going to have this mechitza around the hole, then the hole has to be 4x4, otherwise the walls wouldn't create a rishus hayachid, and you can only carry straight from the water, straight vertically below, connected the hole. Because outside of the walls of the hole, if that's where you made the walls, then it's no, that would be a carmelis. Okay. Very good. So be careful if it's windy. If you have a very narrow walls, make sure your bucket's not, flying off to the side. Ve'ein chiluk bein im ya'asena lamata mechuberet la bein im ya'asena al gaba. And it doesn't matter if you make this wall that we just mentioned above the balcony or below the balcony. That's certainly mikar than correct. The Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila, but better to do one below than above, because there is a machloket rishonim on the matter. So, the kevan she'asa mechitza. Once you make a mechitza, mutarin gam lishpach mimena. Not only can you draw up water, you can also pour out garbage, pour out water, pour out whatever you want. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, even if you're allowed to do this, even if when you pour something out and it lands, right, we're going to make it land vertically below the walls. So below the walls that are above a carmelis has the din of rishus hayachid. Okay, so you pour out, and your kavana so that to pour it straight downward to land on the carmelis. What happens if when it lands on the carmelis, the water or whatever you pour down there rolls and continues to go next to it outside the walls? And what if it's even a rishus harabim? Does this halacha applies? Let's say over the ground. If the ground's a rishus as a carmelis, you can also pour water or your garbage through this hole to land in a carmelis. But what happens if it rolls onto the land next to it, if it's a rishus harabim, right? You know that might happen. So he says it's mutter, there is a discussion, but it's mutter lechatchila lemaisa, because that's not your kavana. Your kavana is to make it land on a carmelis. It's a kula b'mayim by a mechitza teluya. That's correct. But if it's a mechitza that's on top of the wall, on top of the floor, I think it's this applies. We'll see this again when we keep reading as we go along in Gimel. So by a mechitza teluya, that's correct. Okay. V'chein, mechitza teluya is when you have a wall that's hanging above the ground. It's not connected to the ground. It's above the ground. Now, if it's within 3 tefachim from the ground, that's as if it's connected to the ground. The case of a mechitza teluya is when it's hanging in the air above the ground further than 3 tefachim. V'chein aholech v'svina. So too if you're traveling on a boat. So too, you want to get water from the ocean, bring it into your boat, and your boat is a reshus hayachid, assuming if the walls from the bottom of the boat, it doesn't matter where it is in reference to the water, because you can have, let's say, a wall of a boat that's 10 high, and 3 below the water and 7 above the water, for example. So if the walls of the boat are 10, and so now the boat is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so you want to take from the Carmelis into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So if it's close to the water, we're going to see if it's higher up what happens, but if the wall, if you want to take from one to another, in order to transfer from one to another, you have to make a board of 4x4 to create a reshus hayachid and make a hole, and then take your bucket over your shelf of 4x4, drop it through the hole, fill up with water, then go back up through the hole, and then put it back into your boat. Ve'no tzarich la'aseh lo mechitzos. And this special din, again, it's only a din because we're talking about a carmelis, which is derabanan, so the rabbis are more mako. By a sfina, we say el amrinan kofat stadin v'gudaches mechitza. We say we pretend as if we bend the walls. I mean, we're without minimizing the floor space, right? The shelf could be exactly 4x4, and we imagine as if there's walls. Of course, they're not. We imagine. We make the walls go all the way down to the bottom, to the 10 tefachim down, right? Even into the water. And that's, but there's no choice, chazal or meko, right? In your house, you can make walls. In a svina, what are you going to do? You can't, right? It's basically impossible. It was, okay. V'hane mile, it would break off. I mean, it wouldn't even, it's not possible. V'hane mile, the only time you need to do all this of making a shelf of 4x4 with a hole in the middle is if you're within 10 tefachim of the water. Now, we're talking about the wall of the boat is 10 tefachim, but outside from the railing to the water is less than 10. Right? Because you can have the boat, the wall goes into the water, and outside you're within 10. So the problem is, you're taking directly from a carmelis to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, from the water to the boat, with no makom patur in the middle. Aval im dofnei asfina gavoyim asara me'alamayim, but if your walls of the boat, which is basically the case by, well, I won't say, by any, that's the case by any big boat, that's for sure. But if you have like a little raft or a little canoe, then that wouldn't be the case. So then, anytime you have a wall that's 10 tefachim above the water, motzi ziz kol shehu ve'ose bo nekev u'mamale derech sham sheri derech avir makom petorhu memale v'sage behekir ziz. So what do? You then really, when you're carrying it from the water to inside your boat, it's going through a makom petor because it's above 10 tefachim. So the only thing Chazal make you do to carry directly this way, because normally you're not allowed to carry from a mak from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a carmelis, even if it's through a makom patur. Normally you're not allowed to. Just, we said the case when you are allowed to, it's because it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's the case we mentioned earlier this morning. But normally you can't even go from a makom a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelist, even through a Makom Patur. That's normally that's Aser. Here you're allowed to, as long as you make any kind of an extension, something that overhangs, any kind of aziz, kol shehu, that overhangs, and here the Shulchan Aruch writes, you make a tiny little hole in the ziz. It doesn't even have to be big enough to put anything through it. You don't even have to use it. There just has to be some kind of a hecker, some kind of a protrusion, some kind of a ziz. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Achronim agree that this hole is just written derech agav, but it's not lehalacha. You don't have to have a hole, or it's not me'akev, at least according to the Achronim. And therefore, all you need is any kind of protrusion, but the whole point is to make a heker, and then you're good to go. Okay. Okay. Umeimav yachol lishpoch al dofni hasfina vehem yordim layam. Now there's another way to do it as well. Is if you are above 10 tfachim, what can you do? You can pour out on the side of the walls. You can just take, let's say you have garbage, and right, if you don't want, let's say it's disgusting garbage and it smells, and you don't want it to be stuck to the side of the walls, then it's important that the walls are 10 tfachim above the water. The railing is above 10 tfachim, and then you can just pour it out from a distance. But if you're within... Right. If it's above 10, the railing's above 10 from the water, that's the best way just to throw it from a distance, no problem. But here, now the case we just mentioned right now is if it's below 10. If it's below 10, then there's a problem. So there is another way out. And I think you do not even need a ziz for this. Correct? You don't even need a ziz for this. Is you pour it on the wall itself. You can't pour it directly into the water. It'll make a little mess of the side of your boat. And you pour it onto the side of the walls. So from there, it rolls off. The kevan de lo zarek lu lehed yalayam, since he didn't throw it directly into the yam, to the Carmelis. Ela mikocho hem ba'im. You threw it onto the wall. And then it's true, it came from your energy of throwing it. It did come from your koach. Koach b'karmelis lagazru. There's no, it's asr, I believe, d'araisa by a rishus harabim. But when it comes to the karmelis, there's no gzera, there's no isr at all. Mishnah Berurah says, even let's say you have pieces of garbage, you can put it on top of the railing. Many times you have a railing on a boat and it's a little bit flat. You can, or even if it's not flat, you can put your garbage on the railing, and you know it's going to roll right off. So it's hard to put it on the side of the wall if it's not a liquid, but I don't know, maybe you can. Anyways, he says you could even put it on top of the railing, and it'll fall right off, even though it's your koach, you know that's going to happen. That's mutter, because the urn goes there from Rosh Hashayachi to a Carmelis if it's just your koach. It's indirect, it's not straight. Okay. The Ramah, Agat. Shtei sefinot zoe tzolzo. Now, if you have two boats next to another, and you want to transfer from one to another, asur l'taltol mizo lezo linkin kshurot zo bazo. Elaim kin hem gavoy min ha'amayim asara. So in order to transfer from one to another, it must be that it's through a rishus hayachid to a rishus hayachid, and it's above, when you transfer it over, it has to be above 10 from the, it has to be above 10. And then that's okay. If you're transferring it above 10. Or if it's tied to each other. If it's tied to each other, and it's within, is it 3 or 4 from each other? It can't be more than 4 apart. As long as it's less than 4, then it's okay. And it's 4. It has to be less than 4 tefachim apart from each other. Doesn't have to be a special strong rope. It just has to be even if it's a thin rope, string, that's just not going to break easily. It has to be that it's going to hold the two boats together, because there's a gzera that if the boats spread further apart, then it comes out that you have a carmelite in between, and it's a problem. We don't want you to be carrying from Rosh Hashayachi to a carmelis. So that if it's further apart, we're more afraid it's going to fall in between.